It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
City play-by-play coverage. It is championship basketball from the Hiawatha Invitational. Tonight, a champion will be crowned as the Hiawatha Redhawks battle the Jackson Heights Cobras, the reigning champs of the Hiawatha Invitational, in what should be a fantastic matchup of state-ranked teams. Hiawatha's 11-1 and ranked number 6 in Class 3A, while the Jackson Heights girls are a perfect 11-0 and ranked number 5 in Class 2A. On top of all that, myself, Justin Fluke, is joined today by the man, the myth, and the legend, Jake Spaulding, as we reunite in the broadcast booth along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. My partner, it doesn't get any better than this. Should be a great game here today. Glad to have you back on the mic.
Oh, man, I love it. It's always fun. I mean, I've done a couple games with Johnny, but there's just something about, you know, you and I started broadcasting games back in 2013, and so it's nice to get back on the mic with you, my friend. But I'm telling you, this feels like it's March. I mean, this type of a game, these two perennial powers that they've become, Jackson Heights, they've been in this tournament for years. They've dominated this tournament in recent years. Then you have a Hiawatha team that has been an up-and-coming program underneath Coach Brady Jasper, and this is by far the season that everybody in red and blue have been looking for, and they're having that kind of a year right now. It's going to be a fun championship game. I think you're going to see two teams that love to run the floor. You're going to see two teams that like to shoot from the outside, and so a lot of it's going to come down to turnovers, and I think rebounding is going to be really key for today's game.
A little bit different tournament bracket with just six teams competing in the Hiawatha Girls Tournament this year. Hiawatha picked up a 15-point win against St. Mary's and then a 65-41 win against ACCHS. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, had no troubles, beating Casey Harmon 72-9 and then thumped Atchison High 67-19 in their semifinal played on Thursday. We need to get into timeout. Our pregame show will continue live from the Roundhouse after this. The starting lineups are coming up next. Here on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA, and streaming online worldwide and free at msesports.net.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Ring in 2022 with the $22 special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get any single-topping pizza and a medium cheese breadsticks for just $22 in January. Warm up with soups for lunch or check out wraps, salads, wings, or desserts. The Pizza Bakery is locally owned and offers great food and great variety 7 days a week. Plus, the hot case is an option for a quick grab-and-go. For carry-out or eat-in, phone 486-2602. Thanks for your support and best wishes in the new year from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Cyber liability. In a rapidly changing technology world, Kellerman Insurance has your back, as Cindy Hauer explains.
Small business is a huge target. We do have some cyber liability products out there that help if you get tricked into sending money to someone or if your computer is hacked into and information is stolen. And many policies out there help absorb the cost that you have associated with those things. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate, located on the southeast corner of the downtown square in Holton.
It's all about connection, and Rainbow has a special offer for the essential connections in your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with your family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Sign up for Rainbow's high-speed internet and receive $20 off per month for 6 months. Certain terms and conditions apply. Visit Rainbow's website at rainbowtel.net for term conditions and more information.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse Championship Saturday afternoon. Hiawatha and Jackson Heights girls, both state ranked, a combined record of 22 wins and only one loss all year, but only one team will win the tournament title here today. Let's meet the starting lineups for these teams. It's Jackson Heights. It's going to be the home team on the scoreboard in Hiawatha with their home white jerseys on tonight under the ninth-year head coach Dan Shoup. Hiawatha will play in their road reds this evening under eighth-year head coach Brady Jasper. The Hiawatha starting lineup goes like this. At the forward spot, 5'11 senior Sarah Matson and 6' senior Lakin Leipold. On the wing, it's Darcy Lears, a 5'9 junior, and in the backcourt is Bailey Pierce, a 5'7 senior, and Clara Lindstrom, a 5'7 senior for Hiawatha. So four senior starters of five on this team. All of them have been on varsity for the last few years. For Jackson Heights and Coach Shoup in the home whites, their starting lineup includes 5'5 senior Kylie Diekman. Also in the backcourt is Canyon Oberding, a 5'10 junior, and Rebecca Hutless, a 5'6 junior. At the forward spot, it's Mackenzie McMahon, a 5'10 senior, and Kaylee Thompson, a 5'9 junior for Jackson Heights. Thompson, McMahon, Diekman, Hutless, and Oberding. And for Hiawatha, Leipold, Madsen, Lears, Lindstrom, and Pierce. We're set. We hope you enjoy it. Justin Fluke alongside Jake Spaulding. Heights wins the tip. They get a basket going to the hoop, but miss it. And the stick back is there by Kaylee Thompson.
Kaylee Thompson's a kid for Jackson Heights we're going to have to watch here tonight because she is so extraordinary defensively and an offensive rebounding right there with the putback.
Here's a three far corner. It's missed short by Madsen. Hiawatha set a school record on Thursday night here in the semifinal game, hitting 13 three-point baskets and also an individual school record for Clara Lindstrom, who made 7 of those. Lindstrom went for the steal and missed. The ball goes from Hutfliss to Diekman, and now it's nearly stolen by Lindstrom, but Jackson Heights regains control. That is a travel as Rebecca Hutfliss taking it in. The ball popped out of her hands. She re-caught it, and our first turnover of the night.
Yeah, again, Jackson Heights is the team that doesn't usually get sped up in their current schedule, right? They've won games by double digits in almost every single ball game this year. So Hiawatha, what they're going to do is they're going to want to speed this game up and force the issue on the defensive side.
Yeah, to your point, Jackson Heights has 1 9-point win against Pleasant Ridge. All their other 10 wins have been by at least 19 points. So not many close games, and certainly a little bit different in comparison between these two teams is the Northeast Kansas League and the Big 7 League. The common opponent is Royal Valley, but for Jackson Heights girls, that game was a long time ago. They whipped Royal Valley by 31 in the first game of the year. Here's Lindstrom, a three, and it's no good. Rebounded by Sarah Matson. Both teams getting an offensive rebound early on. Now a couple players hit the floor. And we have, another jump ball possession?
Yep, possession will go here to Hiawatha. They'll retain it, but I talked about at the top of the broadcast, rebounding. How key will that be? Well, Jackson Heights 2 points came off of a rebound. Hiawatha's possession stays alive because of a rebound.
Leipold open in the lane. Her shot on the inbound won't go. Rebounded by McMahon. Heights led by Oberding, 19 points per game. And then Kaylee Thompson, 16.5 points per ball game. Ball slipped out of the hands of Rebecca Hutfliss, and that's back-to-back turnovers on Jackson Heights.
Jackson Heights is the team, again, that hasn't really had to force the issue early. Now, here's the thing, that their key's going to be against tonight against Hiawatha. They wanted to run a lot of high-low sets. They feel like their bigs are better than the bigs of Hiawatha, but Hiawatha's defense has done phenomenal in the passing lane so far.
Lindstrom leading the Redhawks, 15 points per game. Lears is next at about 12 an outing. Here's an open look for Bailey Pierce, who's fouled on the three-point attempt. It missed long, but a personal charge to Rebecca Hutfliss as Hiawatha has a chance to get their first points today here with 3 free throws.
Now, easy call for the official there, Justin, as you got to let the shooter land, and Rebecca Hutfliss did not do that. And so at the line, Bailey Pierce now has 3 opportunities.
This is the first. She's a 55% free throw shooter. Hiawatha's been very good this season, nearly 60% as a team at the charity stripe. They're scoring nearly 50 points per game, and they get their first tonight on a free throw by Bailey Pierce. One more coming.
6:22 on the clock here in the opening quarter. Third place game went to overtime as Pierce makes 2 out of 3, and we're tied up. It was ACCHS beating St. Mary's in overtime, 53-51 in the third place game prior to this one. It's a little later tip-off than scheduled. Here's a three-point shot. Huff was open. Missed it short. Ball pops into the hands of Thompson, who gets another stick back for the Cobras.
Again, it's going to be gritty on the glass here tonight. Who's going to win that rebounding battle again? That time, Heights with an offensive rebound and a putback by Thompson.
Lears Pierce over to Mattson in the far corner. Jackson Heights zone defense here in the opening frame. Long skip pass to Lears. Now Lindstrom on the wing. She fakes. She drives. She pulls up. It's blocked with a foul, as help defense came a bit late, and Lindstrom going to shoot 2 free throws for the Hawks.
What you're seeing is great job by Hiawatha, head faking on the three, because this Cobra team knows they can shoot from the outside. You alluded to it just a couple nights ago, a school record with how many threes they made. So they're closing out, but they're getting off their feet, allowing the Red Hawks to drive and get to the free throw line.
That's 3 fouls now against Jackson Heights on 3 different individuals. Oberding just picked up her first. Lindstrom hits the second of 2. So she's got her first point of the game. The Red Hawks are 3 of 5 at the line and down by 1. 2:15 gone by. Long pass into the half court. Mackenzie McMahon. Jackson Heights and the home whites again. The home team here on the roundhouse court today. And a foul called against Hiawatha, as Jackson Heights will be moving right to left here in the first half.
Yeah, it looks like Bailey Pierce just trying to intercept that pass from Oberding. Got a little bit on the body, said the official. First team foul on the Red Hawks.
Lob pass into Diekman. Starting 5 still on the court for both of these teams. To the foul line, looking down though, Thompson lost the handle, and that's because she was fouled. This is another bump on Bailey Pierce, and that's going to be her second personal.
Yep, and that's the same official that called the previous foul as well. So Coach Jasper's saying, man, that's 2 quickly on one of my starting guards, and so he's going to have to bring her out of the game.
Josie Delaney will take her place on the hardwood, a 5'6 junior. Delaney averaging 4 points per game. Lob, Thompson kept it high, shot it, but missed it a little long. Rebounded by Oberding. Canyon in the near corner. Doesn't shoot that 3. Jackson Heights now fires on the wing. The missed shot by Diekman. Rebounded by Lake and Leipold.
Good shot there by Diekman. She did a nice pump fake. Nearly a steal here by the Cobras. And drives towards the bucket. That shot didn't hit. But what you're seeing on the offensive side here for Hiawatha, Justin, they're trying to get the ball into the lane. That's where they made it to the charity stripe multiple times. But Mattson has yet to touch it on the block.
Feel like maybe a little bit of pressure for both teams in this game. Obviously, highly anticipated matchup since the bracket was out. Team's been looking forward to. Loose ball at half court. Oberding on the deck. Lindstrom has it on the floor as well. Tries to flip it to Sarah Mattson in backcourt. Sarah's got it. Double teamed. Lindstrom now with a 3-on-2. Ahead to Lears. Back to Clara. That's a 3-point shot. It's
wow.
Good. Swish 10 of 3, and the Red Hawks take their first lead.
Near disaster for Hiawatha turns into opportunities, and a 3 made by their best shooter, Clara Lindstrom. Great opportunity by the Red Hawks, and they convert.
That is her 24th three-pointer made this season. And Hiawatha heads 6-4. Jackson Heights facing the full-court press. Oberding gets it across the timeline to Thompson. Now left of the lane, McMahon between her legs. She picks it up, tries to shoot. It was partially deflected, and Hiawatha comes away with the ball. Lindstrom will bring it left to right and throws it out of bounds. As Diekman flashed in front of the receiver, might have taken the attention off the basketball. And for Hiawatha, that's turnover number 1.
Yeah, just the first turnover by Hiawatha. Again, we have not seen Jackson Heights put on their full-court pressure yet. And that's something that the Cobras kind of been known for. Their state run a couple years ago was predicated because of that.
Heights nearly losing it here. Lears does wrestle away the basketball. Hiawatha in transition. It's Delaney after the third Cobra turnover. Now they nearly get it back, and they do. Oberding able to get the ball to Thompson. Way up the court to Diekman. Tough catch. Saves it in, but right to the Red Hawks.
Both teams kind of speeding themselves up a little too much. Look for them both to settle down here.
Lindstrom drives, looking down, though, for Leipold, yep. But that ball's kicked. It'll reset with 3:56 left here in the first quarter.
Well, you've seen two teams that have had kind of opposite starts. Jackson Heights, aggressive early, gets some points early, but then Hiawatha, slow start, finding their rhythm offensively, and it's all going through number 10 for Hiawatha.
Leipold here in the near side in front of the Jackson Heights bench, down and to our right. Delaney to the far side to Lears. Now back to Lindstrom. Jackson Heights steps out on that zone to defend the perimeter. This ball deflected out of bounds off the Cobras. 6-4, Hiawatha leads. with just one made field goal, not a triple by Lindstrom a moment ago. Inbounds to Mattson. She'll try her second three of the night and hit the range for the 5'11 senior as Sarah Mattson knocks down the triple.
It's impressive that you can have a big like that step behind the arc and hit that shot with confidence.
Jackson Heights has now allowed six consecutive points to Hiawatha. They trail by five. Starter still out there for the Cobras. Oberding to the right side, and she carried the basketball.
Jackson Heights is not going to go terribly too deep on their bench, Justin. They've got a couple girls. You'll see Annie Allen come into the game, maybe Mallory Mulroy as well, but the depth is not something that Coach Dan Shoup really has for his roster this year. That's why they play a lot of zone defensively. They want to try to keep those legs fresh.
Five turnovers in the first 5 minutes against Jackson Heights. Lindstrom on the far side, finds Lears on the wing, steps into a double team, kicks it out. Delaney to the foul line, an open shot is off the back lip. Rebound by Heights. Hudfliss gets it ahead to Oberding. Canyon, great three-point shooter herself. This time goes all the way underneath the basket, but she's called for the travel. So a couple turnovers here. Maybe Oberding trying to do just a little too much. There definitely is some atmosphere and pressure feel in a game like this. That's six turnovers now on Jackson Heights.
Yeah, Jackson Heights always brings a good crowd to the HIT. Hiawatha, obviously the home team as far as the host, the road team on the scoreboard, but they bring a great crowd as well because, again, it's a highly anticipated matchup between these two tonight.
2:40 clock moving here in quarter number one. 9-4, Redhawks leave and have the ball, and Lears, a little step through, missed the shot, rebounded by Thompson. In the backcourt to Hudfliss, across the 10-second line, into the hands of Thompson. Goes into the lane. Shot blocked by Elfner, who just checked in. That's Abby Elfner on defense for the Redhawks. Lears shoots, banks it home. Strong one-on-one take there on the right side. And take a timeout will be Dan Shoup, the Jackson Heights head coach, as Hiawatha's rattled off eight consecutive points.
8-0 run. All starts on the defensive side. That's what Coach Jasper likes to see. That's why they are having such success this season.
Timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting. The perfect timeout snack will return in half a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Two minutes, 18 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Championship Saturday. Justin Fluke alongside Jake Spalding. And back at the studio, our captain, Kurt Kilman. Jackson Heights will have it after this timeout, and Hiawatha will set up the full court pressure again. Six turnovers has been one of the early storylines here for the Cobras.
Adversity. That's something Jackson Heights has not had to deal with yet this year in their schedule, and they're facing it right now. This is the Hiawatha team, plays in the Big 7 League, and they have been tested.
Wide open, turning, shooting it in. Kaylee Thompson, who has all 6 points for Jackson Heights. Her first two buckets came on second-chance stickbacks. That time turn, nobody was on her, so shot it from 15 straight away.
She makes it look easy, doesn't she? She just turned around, threw the shot up, and she gets it again.
And now a steal by Kaylee Thompson on the transition ahead to Dawson Cochran. Across the lane to Oberding. Tough shot. Count that. And one as Oberding muscles it up and in off the window. And a foul against Hiawatha's Lake and Leipold.
Great job that time running your lanes in transition. Coach Jasper wanted to travel, but a good job that time by Oberding to hold that pivot foot, absorb contact, make the bucket, and go to the line for an and-one opportunity.
Team fouls are even at three. An and one for Oberding, 53% free throw shooter, money ball, nothing but net on the Heights' first free throw of the night, and they're right back to within two.
And now three team fouls each. That one was charged to Sarah Mattson for Hiawatha, so you're looking at the bigs for Hiawatha starting to get a little bit of foul trouble. Jackson Knight still yet with a big to pick one up.
Hiawatha with Delaney, Lindstrom, Lears, Mattson, and Elfner out there. Abby, a 6'1 sophomore. Returning varsity performer for Coach Brady Jasper. Delaney drives and kicks, and Elfner broke away from that corner. Third turnover against the Redhawks.
I was about to say how I like what Hiawatha's doing offensively against the zone. Quick passing around the perimeter, and then penetrating in the lane and kicking it back out. That time, Abby Elfner, not on the same key. with Delaney.
Jacksonites breaks the press. Diekman to the far side, and a little reach-in foul here. It'll be number four on Hiawatha, which is 66 seconds left in the quarter. Personal on Delaney, number one.
Boy, some of these officials, they've been getting their workouts this week, haven't they? It's like we've been seeing them everywhere. Different tournaments, regular season matchups.
Really, the last couple weeks are two of the busiest of the year because all the midseason tournaments, extra games and nights, deflection, and it's off Jackson Heights, apparently. Officials trying to confirm there. Delaney with good defense to help create the turnover.
Yeah, they say it went out of bounds off of the Cobra, so another turnover on Jackson Heights. And again, it's just not something that this Cobra team's used to doing, is facing this kind of pressure on the defensive side.
Hiawatha's lone loss to Sabetha by 3 points. Jackson Heights is not lost. Delaney in the far corner keeps the dribble alive. Lears on the wing, crashes to the lane, scoops it up, and draws the foul. Darcy going to head to the stripe where Hiawatha's made 3 of 5 free throws so far.
Foul's going to be called against Kylie Diekman for Jackson Heights. And, you know, again, this is something that you're seeing. It's the 14th foul. Four different kids have gotten charged for the Cobras as Lears goes to the line.
That was a friendly bounce off the back iron. That ball kind of hit and set there on the back of the rim for a moment and then dropped through. Lears has her third point of the afternoon. Second free throw. After the foul by Diekman, both free throws good for Lears. Redhawks back up 4.
Once again, a made bucket allows for them to jump into their full court pressure, and that has been something that the Cobras have dribbled themselves into traps, and they've had issues against this full court pressure. A couple times they have broken it, but that's because they found somebody in the middle of that press break.
Up the court, layup good as Kaylee Thompson, goes coast-to-coast for the Cobras.
Once again, they find the middle of that press offense that time. Nice inside out.
Here's Lears, a 3, no good. Rebound by the Cobras. 20 seconds left here in the first frame. Jacksonites ball down by 2.
See if they hold for one shot here. They haven't had much.
Nope. Thompson, I'd shoot it if I was her as well. I don't know if she had missed it until that shot.
No doubt.
From the foul line, no good. And now 6 seconds left for Hiawatha to get a decent look. Leading 13-11. Back at half court with 2 seconds. Lindstrom has to let a prayer fly, and it's off the backboard glass. No good. Well, an 8-0 run, part of the first quarter, helping Hiawatha have the lead, but it's only 2 as we head to quarter number 2. Hiawatha 13 and Jackson Heights 11. You're listening to the championship of the Hiawatha Girls Invitational here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Flukchik's Paulie back with you in the roundhouse, and Jackson Heights heading to the line just 8 seconds into this second quarter. They get it down, though, to Kaylee Thompson, who's fouled. Her first free throw of the game is no good. The personal on Sarah Matson is her second, so now Sarah Matson and Bailey Pierce both have 2 fouls. It's McMahon shooting the free throws, not Thompson. Thompson has 8 of the 11 for Jackson Heights, and McMahon just scored her first point of the afternoon.
Jackson Heights, again, we talked about, they don't go too deep onto their bench. Hiawatha doesn't either, except for foul trouble. That's what's forcing the hand for Coach Jasper here in the early going.
Far corner, Elfner going to shoot the 3 and hit it.
Wow.
The sophomore with her 10th triple of the year. Hiawatha's knocked down 3 from distance, and they lead by 4. Now a near steal at half court, maybe a jump ball as Olberding on the deck.
trying to fight for control with Lears right there beside her. Three of those three-pointers in this game for Hiawatha, Justin. Two of the three are from girls that are 5'11" or taller. You don't hear that very often.
Tough to match up with. Yeah. The Cobras have been in zone so far. Jacksonites now with 8 turnovers here in the contest. They'll defend Elfner tighter in that far corner. Into the lane. Lears, tough right-hand shot.
Wow.
Up and rolls it through. Darcy Lears has a half dozen.
I don't know how she got that to fall, but looks like she's done that before. Nice power dribble and over her left shoulder off the backboard.
McMahon, double team, finds Thompson. Big shot from 8 is good. Kaylee Thompson now at 10 points for Jackson Heights.
Just smooth. She catches it low, goes straight up with it off the glass, kisses it home. Good job from a post player to use the backboard.
A lot of confidence for Thompson, no doubt. Now a block by Thompson defensively, and Jackson Heights will come away with the ball. 18-14. Cobras down 4. Oberding dribbles into the half court from right to left. Hudfliss back to Oberding. High post McMahon. Thompson down low. Here's Diekman on the right wing with it. Now on the floor, Lindstrom able to get a tie-up. This jump ball will stay with Jackson Heights.
18-14, your score. You've got Hiawatha with 3 made threes. Jackson Heights yet to make one. We talked about at the top of the broadcast how both these teams like to shoot from the outside. You're just seeing one team shoot it more efficiently at this point in time.
Inbounds pass deflected. Lear's got the touch, and here comes Bailey Pierce, right side, poked away from behind. Great hustle to get back there by Jackson Heights after the turnover.
Yeah, Kylie Diekman, she just took off with a dead sprint and looked like an easy layup opportunity for Bailey Pierce, but Diekman said no. Hiawatha triggered in underneath their own basket.
Jackson Heights led early before an 8-0 Hiawatha run. Pierce into the lane, shot too strong off the glass, got her own miss, and then got fouled. This will even up our team fouls at 5 apiece. Personal on McMahon for the Cobras, her first.
Yeah, again, just out of position that time. Great job there by Bailey Pierce. She put the shot up. She knew where it was going. Went and got the rebound.
A 3 by Elfner again. Abby Elfner, 2 triples off the bench in the second quarter. Coach Shoup asking who this girl is as he takes his second timeout here in the first half.
A great set play on an entry pass from the baseline. Wide open, Abby Elfner. Nobody closes out, and she is just cooler than the other side of the pillow as a sophomore for Coach Jasper.
We'll take a timeout. 6:10 to go till the break. Our score, Hiawatha 21, Jackson Heights 14.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to the Roundhouse Championship game of the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Oberding finally gets an open look. A 3-pointer missed by Jackson Heights. We're under 6 minutes to go till intermission. Hiawatha had a big lead of 7, and they've matched it right here. With the basketball, Elfner to Lindstrom. Far side, Pierce. Wide open 3. This one airballed long. Leipold, though, with the rebound. Up top, Elfner again. Abby,
wow.
Oh, my!
Wow. Holy cow, Justin Fluke. We're seeing somebody come to life from the outside here today.
Now a deflection and a Hiawatha steal. That's 10 Jacksonites turnovers. Lears has her pocket picked. Leipold on the deck, and she rolls out of bounds. Can't save in the basketball. Turnover for the Redhawks as they've grown the lead to double digits.
5 three-pointers in this ball game. Jacksonites is sitting back in zone, Justin. We talked briefly off-air just a moment ago, and I said they've got to get out of this zone because Hiawatha is just shooting them out of that.
Another turnover on the Cobras, their 11th. Hiawatha has a possession ahead, 24-14. Where is Abby Elfner? On fire, 3 threes in the second
Look
quarter.
Out.
She's got another one lined up. That Ooh. One is in and out. Heat check on Abby Elfner.
I mean, why not, right? You've made 3 already in this ballgame. You have a wide open corner look. Put it up, Abby.
Turns out she's human. Under 5 to go. Ball tipped again. Jackson Heights keeps control of this one. McMahon down low. Layup missed by Thompson. Gets her own miss.
Wow.
Banks it back home.
I mean, if there's a steady Eddie on this team for Jackson Heights, it's Kaylee Thompson. She's doing the work on the block, continually keeping her team in this ballgame right now.
Elfner up top, Lindstrom. She fires a three, partially blocked by Oberding. Leipold had the open rebound. She's underneath the basket, dribbles out of there with it, and Hiawatha will reset. 4:25, clock moving, second quarter. Steal, great defense. Thompson anticipating the pass, but then threw it out of bounds.
Oh, wow.
As the miscommunication again there in the backcourt.
Now, Justin, I got to confirm with you, but I've got 12 Jacksonites turnovers here in this first half. They almost have as many turnovers as they do points here with 4:20 to go in the opening half.
As many turnovers in this game as they average per game this season with 12 turnovers.
And you got to give credit to Hiawatha for that. Again, they have not faced a team with a defensive prowess like Hiawatha gives out on the court.
Down low, Leipold spins, turns on a double team, and it's fouled on the jump shot. She's going to shoot two. Lake and Leipold looking to become the sixth different Red Hawk player to score. I believe we mentioned this during the break, not on air, but Hiawatha has five different girls that have made at least 10 three-point baskets this season. It's not just one or two that have capabilities as Leipold misses her first free throw.
Right, again, I mean, that's something that you got to be aware of. Five different kids that can shoot from the outside. That's a stress. That's going to make you have some gray hairs if you're an opposing coach.
Second free throw for Leipold. It's good. The foul was on Canyon Oberding. She's the first player to pick up a second foul for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, there's one kid right now, honestly, on Jackson Heights' team that can't pick up two. It's Canyon, but because she's got to stay on the floor.
Through the lane, left side, Huntless. Count that basket! Plus one. Huntless in traffic with the foul and a free throw pending.
How about the dime from Oberding? Far right wing, about five steps behind the three-point arc, zips it down to Huntless, who absorbs contact, banks it home, has a chance to get a three-point play.
Has a chance to make it a two-possession deficit and does. It's 25-19. Huntless with her first 3 points of the night. The foul is against Claire Lindstrom, her first. Team fouls even at six. Both teams in the bonus now with 4 minutes to go in the first half.
Man, is this a championship game in January or is this a sub-state championship game? That's what it feels like.
Lindstrom drives, missed the shot, a bit off balance, rebounded by Thompson. Here come the Cobras with some momentum, down by a half dozen. Oberding puts on the brakes. Sends it left side to Cochran. Shot up and a foul underneath. This is going to result in free throw for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, Annie Allen, a great job. She just checked in the ball game for Jackson Heights. Nobody was defending her. She was on the block. Great find by Cochran. And Allen to the line for two after the foul from Leipold.
Annie averaging a couple points a game off the bench. There's her first one tonight. The 54% free throw shooter, Jackson Heights, has made three of four free throws in this game. That one rattles home as well. Cobra's down just four.
Bench points right now for Jackson Heights. You got to have it. You got to find ways to get other points where Hiawatha's not getting them, and Jackson Heights with two off the bench right there.
Whip it around the horn to the far left side. Lindstrom skips it back to Elfner. Took a dribble on the baseline. Now on the wing to Delaney. Lear's posting up. Ball thrown away by Delaney, but then stepping out of bounds on the near sideline with Kaylee Thompson. Kind of a tough break there after Jackson Heights had the turnover. Didn't realize how close she was
right
to the sideline.
One turnover turns into another turnover. I was talking about bench points. I mean, Abby Elfner for Hiawatha. Justin, she got nine off the bench for the Red Hawks. I mean, these two teams are getting points where they don't expect to get points at this moment.
Gets the 2-3 Jacksonite zone. They get a deflection and a steal. The ball finds the hands of Huntless. Into the half court she comes. Pushes it up to Oberding on the near sideline. Top of the key now, Allen. To the far side, this is Cochran. Deflection by Lindstrom. Ball into the hands of Leipold. 14 turnovers on Jacksonite.
A lot of air passes. No bounce passes for Jacksonite.
Delaney pulls up and hits it. Little shot fake and confidence in the long two-pointer.
Big bucket there for Hiawatha. They needed to find a way to kind of slow down the run that Jackson Heights threw at them. They do so with that bucket, go back up by six.
Seven girls have seen the court for Hiawatha. All seven players have scored. Here's Oberding, a step back, open three, far corner, no, it's long. And the rebound by Delaney. 2.5 to go here in the second quarter.
You're in the green and gold. You wanted to see that one drop. Everybody in red and blue, though, they were glad to see that one go far.
Here's a three by Lindstrom. Wow. Tick on the twine, Miss Clara, the three-point record holder for the Hawks. And maybe Shoup has seen enough of the zone as he calls his third timeout. The Cobra coach here in the first half, Hiawatha back up nine.
Six three-pointers in this first half, Justin. Six by this Hiawatha Red Hawk team. And again, that's the third timeout from Jackson Heights coach Dan Shoup. And at this point, you're just banging your head against the wall. How do we stop this? How do we stop this? Obviously, the zone rotations are not happening. You've got to find a way to switch it up defensively if you're Jackson Heights. But if you're Hiawatha and the Cobras stay in that zone, you continue to feed the outside. Go inside out and hit these outside shots.
Let's step away for a quick break, presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. This is a 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with the captain, studio engineer Kirk Kilman, I'm Justin Fluke alongside Jake Spaulding. We're in the Roundhouse Championship Saturday. 30-21, Hiawatha girls lead Jackson Heights by 9. Both teams state ranked. Here's a shot down low, missed by Kaylee Thompson. Really good look there for the Cobras, but it wouldn't go down.
Yeah, Thompson again, that's who you want to find it on the block, as she puts up a shot, a little bit contested, can't hit that one.
Jackson Heights going to stay in a 2-3 zone defense here. Hiawatha's made the 6 3-point shots, and they've also hit 5 out of 8 free throws. Here's a drive in the lane. Shot missed, but the rebound falls to Lears, who puts it up, and that's blocked. And Mypole gets an offensive board. A three-pointer, this one around the rim, and it won't go for Elfner.
Man, if that one would have hit, this roundhouse would have just become a house without a roof on it a minute ago. That would have been amazing for Hiawatha. Fortunate for anybody that's in green and gold, that did not go down.
Corbin's looking for their first three-pointer of the game still. I think both teams have played their hearts out, Jake, already showing a little bit of fatigue.
Absolutely. Again, both teams don't go deep on their bench.
Deflection by Lears and another steal. That's 8 of the 15 turnovers in the game for Jackson Heights coming here in the second quarter. Under a minute we go.
Just again, the defensive pressure. Hiawatha is running an extended zone defense on their half side of the court, and every pass is getting deflected, it seems like, when Jackson Heights is trying to put some entries in there. So give credit to Coach Jasper's crew for having a game plan and sticking with it.
Talking to Coach Shoot before the game, he expected his team certainly to be tested. He said, that's why we're here in this tournament. We need to see toughness. We need to be pushed. We need to face adversity before sub-state, which for them this year will include all the Northeast Kansas League girls teams plus Riverside. So Jacksonites, a favorite in their sub-state, avoiding Valley Heights, who has sent out West in Class 2A and is also state-ranked this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a great – that's what Mid-Season tournaments are for, though, too. And you know that. I know that. Everybody that ever follows high school basketball, is a deflected pass out of bounds. It'll stay with Hiawatha with 11 seconds. But Mid-Season tournaments, you and Coach John Holliday talk about it all the time. It's so important to see where you're at, what you need to work on. No matter who wins this ball game, both teams are going to get better because of this tournament.
Hiawatha's got 11 seconds, as Jake mentioned, left to work with here in the second quarter. They lead by 9. They led briefly by 10. Looking inside, stolen away. Good defense by Thompson. Hiawatha with their 6th turnover, a half-court heave missed by Thompson, and that'll take us to the break. Our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct, Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. If you want the best, you have to get out of town with a 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct, Motors and Tires. Halftime show with statistics and analysis is coming up next here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Get out of town for automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a 1-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local 5-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome into halftime with Kurt Kilman, our studio engineer, Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding with you here in the Roundhouse, where Hiawatha leads it 30-21. Our halftime score, the Redhawks, a 13-11 advantage after 8 minutes, and then a 17-10 second quarter. The biggest lead was at 24-14. That was a 10-point margin. Jackson Heights used 3 timeouts in the first half as Hiawatha knocked down 6 3-point baskets against the Cobra zone. Also, what kind of got Hiawatha going was an 8-0 run. That put them ahead 11-4 in the first quarter, and they've not given up that lead since that time. But 15 turnovers on Jackson Heights, no 3-pointers when the opponent hits 6. That's kind of the 2 biggest differences that I see, Spalding, here at the break.
Yeah, I said rebounding and turnover is going to be key. I didn't even think about the fact that one team was going to be shooting pretty much lights out from 3, and one team was going to be ice cold. That's a big difference in this game right now. Jackson Heights averages around 4 to 5 3-pointers per game. You know, we talked about how Hiawatha has got 10 girls that have, or 5 girls that have at least 10 threes. That's an average of about 1 3-pointer per game per kid. So Hiawatha averages 5 to 6 threes per game. So we were pretty even coming into this ballgame with that. 6-0 from behind the arc is a massive difference in this ballgame. Jackson Heights getting all their points in the paint and from the free throw line. But to me, you talked about the runs, and that's what I think is what makes this game so exciting and why these two teams are so even, really, between the two of them, is because, you know, Jackson Heights started off hot early. Then Hiawatha goes on an 8-0 run. They go up 24-14. Heights responds with a 7-1 run, but then to close out the first half, a 5-0 run by Hiawatha gives them all the momentum, gives them everything going into the halftime break, a 9-point lead at halftime. If I'm Coach Jasper in there, I'm not celebrating. I'm not rah-rah. I'm telling them, great first half. That was a great 16 minutes. We got 16 more minutes to play and keep it up, because this is a team you talked about that averages 50 points a game. They're on pace for 60 right now. Will the shooting cool off? You know, analytics and theories say yes. They're not going to hit 6 threes in the second half. So where are they going to find that offense coming for them in the second half? If I'm Dan Shoup and Jackson Heights, personally, I'm mixing up the defense. The zone is not working for Jackson Heights in this ball game against a team like this. Again, Jackson Heights has had one game of that finished out less than 10 points, right? Other 9 games have all been 19-plus points. They've never been in a spot like this season. So you got to make adjustments. You got to figure out something else defensively. Otherwise, Hiawatha will continue to do what they've been doing, rebounding the basketball and then inside out and hitting those outside shots. This game could get away very quickly from Dan Shoup and the Jackson Heights Cobras here in the second half.
Let's check the first half statistics. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services, now taking appointments for this tax season, located just west of Whiting. Contact Jacob Yingst and the crew at NEK Tax Services, just west of Whiting, for year-round tax help and advantages. For the visitors, that's Hiawatha here in this game. 7 players saw the court, 7 scored. Lakin Leipold had 1 point. Josie Delaney had 2 points. Sarah Matson had a lone 3-point basket. Bailey Pierce had 2 points.
Hiawatha got 6 from Darcy Lears and then 7 from Clara Lindstrom. But the leading score for Hiawatha off the bench with 3 threes all in the second quarter, that is sophomore Abby Elfner. Hiawatha was 6 of 9 from the free throw line, 6 of 11 from three-point land. They turned it over 9 times. They have just 2 players, Bailey Pierce and Sarah Madsen, with 2 fouls each. For Jackson Heights, they had 5 girls score. They were led by Kaylee Thompson. She had 8 early and has a dozen here at the break. But then it's a big drop-off. From 12, yeah, you go down to 3 as Canyon Oberding, a 3-point play. Rebecca Hutfliss, a 3-point play. Annie Allen has a point. Kenzie McMahon has a point as well. That's it for Jackson Heights. They were 4 of 6 from the free throw line. No 3-pointers. 15 turnovers, as we talked about, for the Cobras. Just 1 player with 2 fouls. I believe that's Canyon Oberding for Jackson Heights. In this battle of undefeated state-ranked teams, well, Hiawatha's got 1 loss. Jackson Heights undefeated. For the Redhawks, by the way, this is their first time to play in their home tournament championship game since 2017. It's been 5 years.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you at the top of the broadcast, and I forgot. You know, how long has it been since the host of the HIT? Because it's always been, it seems like, Jackson Heights and Marysville and, you know, teams like that that have...
Nemaha when they were in it.
Correct. That have really dominated this tournament in years past. Hiawatha, again, this is the group that the red and blue around Hiawatha and Northeast Kansas, what they've been waiting for and hoping for, and Coach Jasper's put together, this is the group. I mean, this is a team that everybody has expectations for. What a great way for them, could they cap off the HIT with a championship win for the first time? Did they win it in 17, or have they won the HIT?
They have won it, yeah, a few times. They dominated it when they started this tournament back in the late 70s. But, yeah, it hasn't
been a while
as well lately.
Yeah, it's been a while for them. And I want to go back to Jackson Heights real quick. I know we need to take one more break before second half action. But Canyon Oberding leads Jackson Heights with 19 points a game, Justin. She has 2 personal fouls and just 3 points in this first half. How does Coach Dan Shoup and this Cobra roster, how do they get her going? I think that's so key, because Thompson's going to get another 6 to 8 points guaranteed in the second half. She's going to reach 20. But, again, you talked about the drop-off. Who's going to be that secondary scorer for Jackson Heights? If they don't find that person, or if Canyon does not get on her game here in this second half, again, it could get away pretty quickly for Jackson Heights.
One more time out on the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. We'll return for third quarter action. Again, our score, Hiawatha Girls 30, Jackson Heights 21, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
Catherine Perkins of Falls City became another first-time satisfied customer of Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
For Fusion, I did a test drive and did some other comparison shopping in the bigger cities after that, and then came back to Fairview to purchase the car. It was very convenient to be able to find the car online so close to home, since I live in Falls City. It was a wonderful experience.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out 3 sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Second half just underway here in the third quarter. Jackson Heights going left to right now. Hiawatha had the ball to begin the third quarter, but missed the three by Darcy Lears. Hiawatha playing some zone defense. Here's a tough shot as McMahon draws the foul, And we'll head to the line for Jackson Heights, who's down 9 as we begin this third quarter.
We know Coach Shoup and Coach Brad Alley talked to me before the game, and they said they really wanted to try and do some high-low action. That's the first time I think I've seen tonight that they went high post to McMahon with Thompson on the low block.
One of two at the line is McMahon. This free throw is perfect. The foul was against Darcy Lears, which is just her first foul. Jackson Heights hasn't led since 4-3 when Hiawatha went on an 8-0 run. Both free throws good there by McMahon, who averages 5 points per game. Has three now here in this contest. And it's a 7-point battle. Sarah Mattson, Clara Lindstrom, Darcy Lears, Lake and Leipold, and Bailey Pierce, the starting five for Coach Brady Jasper. 3-point shot by Lindstrom. No good long. Tipped, and Hiawatha lost it out of bounds. It'll go to the Cobras. So Hiawatha 0-for-2 from 3-point land to begin the second half.
And again, maybe that's the mindset, too, is that, hey, we're in zone, kind of what I said at halftime. They're not going to continually hit 6 3-pointers in, you know, that second half like they did in the first half. Maybe that's the roll of the dice right now. They're 0-for-2 to start the second half as Jackson Heights still in his own defense.
I missed what the little round of applause, the cheering was for there. Before
I think it's
because
Mattson, we had to go underneath the bleacher to get the basketball.
Oh.
And so she had a little extra effort there from Sarah.
Dirty. 30-23. Cobras have it down 7. McMahon, skip pass. Oberding up top. Near side to Diekman, Thompson, and Hutless starting 5 out there for Coach Shoup and the Cobras as well as Jackson Heights turns it over.
Once again, it was a pass trying to go over the top of the defense. You're undersized right now if you're Jackson Heights around the perimeter. You got a fake high, bounce pass low to get that open look.
Mattson is fouled. This will be our second foul of the half. First one against Jackson Heights, and personal foul number 2 on Kenzie McMahon. Hiawatha underneath their own basket. Mattson down low to Lindstrom. Little baby hook shot with the right hand. No good in the lane.
Man, that a drop. That was a beautiful move there by Lindstrom. Went into the lane against the Thompson, the big Thompson down low for Jackson Heights. Couldn't get the hook to go.
Diekman floats it over to Hudfliss. 2 minutes gone by here in the second half. McMahon looking as Hudfliss flashes through the paint. Now Diekman goes by and a traveling call as McMahon just lifted that pivot foot a bit, and it's turnover number 17.
When you waste your dribble in the corner like that, Justin, it was a one dribble, and she picked it back up. Then she was stuck. She had two girls guarding her, and she tried to go up over the top. And, again, good rotation on Hiawatha's zone defense forces yet another Heights turnover.
Sarah Mattson going to try the triple. It's no good. Red Hawks have missed all of them from deep here in the third quarter.
0-for-3 to start the second half, Justin. That's kind of how they started the game, though, before they got hot.
Thompson kicks it out to Diekman. Fakes a couple passes, now dribbles in front of the Cobra bench. Oberding attacks the lane, gets to the elbow, and then lost the handle. It's tipped by Lears. Cobras get it back. Good job on the floor by Thompson.
Wow.
Now Oberding drives and lays it up and through.
What a good power move that time by Oberding. Aggressive right lane line drive through two defenders and scoops it home.
Canyon brings the Cobras within 5. Leipold, turnaround jumper, no. Hiawatha not just missing threes, Jake. They're missing everything offensively here in this third quarter.
Maybe rushing themselves a little bit on the offensive side here to start the second half. Wow, this is going to be out of bounds off of Jackson Heights. A turnover on the Cobras. It looked like maybe Pierce had popped it free, but be turnover number 18, Justin, on Jackson Heights here in this game.
Andy Allen in. Diekman goes to the bench. Jackson Heights is now going to come with some full court pressure. They get a deflection out of bounds. So Hiawatha will have to handle press, something they've seen in the Big 7 League, but something Jackson Heights hasn't shown a lot this season. They've been ahead in too many games for too long.
This is the first time Jackson Heights has deployed full court pressure in a varsity game this year, Justin.
Hiawatha gets it across the timeline to Lear. She goes to the elbow, out to Pierce. Her 3-point shot is in and out. Red Hawks have missed their first 5 shots of the half. Now a deflection by Lindstrom. Ball picked up by Annie Allen. Here's Oberding attacking by Mattson. Reverse layup. No. Offensive board Allen. Fouled. And double A going to head to the line for a couple free throws here as Jackson Heights has all 4 points so far here in the third quarter and 2 more free throws pending.
Allen's 2-for-2 from the line again. Right spot, right time. Offensive rebound. But give credit there to Canyon Oberding keeping things alive at the timeline and gets it to Allen.
Third personal foul on Sarah Mattson. First player to pick up a third foul in this game. Allen missed them both. Second one is short. She goes over two from the stripe. That was a big opportunity there if you're a Jackson Heights Cobra.
Lindstrom, another three-pointer. No good still. Long rebound chased down by Mattson on the far side. Sarah finds Pierce on the wing. Hiawatha's missed six shots. Five of them have been three-pointers here this half. Mattson to Lears. Attacks. Nice step around. Went around Allen to the left side, laying it in. It's Darcy Lears.
Nice little shuffle step there by Lears on her drive. And, again, that's what Hiawatha needed to see, that lid come off the basket for him.
Cobras cut it to five. Missed two free throws. Could have made it a one-possession game. Oberding doesn't shoot the three. Top of the key. Now gets it back from Hudflitz. Looking over the Red Hawk 3-2 zone. Into the paint. Nice find. Thompson goes up strong. Missed it. Mattson had the rebound, but it's ripped away. Thompson battling.
Wow.
Allen gets a deflection into the hands of Pierce. And here comes Bailey. Right to left. In a hurry. Bailey all the way. And missed the layup. Offensive board. Mattson. And we get a foul from the official trailing the play. 3:34 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, typically you don't see, that's a big foul call too, because that's the third on Canyon Oberding, Justin, but you typically don't see the trail official make that call underneath the basket there. And again, so much, these two teams are, they're battling right now, right? There's a lot of contact happening between these two here as this game's just getting heated up.
32-25, Hiawatha keeps the basketball. Three fouls on Oberding. A three-point shot flat and short. But it comes to Leipold, who banks it home and got fouled. Lears missed the triple, but Leipold there to clean it up.
Once again, an offensive rebound from Hiawatha. They are dominating the glass here tonight on the offensive side. And Leipold, phenomenal job putting that back through. Third personal foul now as well on Mackenzie McMahon.
I want the team that has been out-rebounded most of their games this season. A lot of that just because of the way they play and three-point shots. And Leipold's and one free throw's good, so a three-point play for her gives her 4 points on the night. But Hiawatha winning that rebounding battle tonight. And now all of a sudden, we talk about Jackson Heights had a chance to make it a one-possession game. You look up, and Redhawks have matched their largest lead. They're up by 10.
Yeah, just a moment ago, it seemed like it was going to be 29-25. Now it's 35-25.
Foul on the arm, I think it's against Pierce, who would be the first Hiawatha player to get her third foul, and indeed that is the call. Actually, Sarah Mattson has three as well, so two girls with each team having three personals.
So that'll bring Josie Delaney back in for Hiawatha. You're 3:15 to go in his third quarter. 10-point game, but it feels a lot tighter than that at the moment.
Hiawatha scored the last 5 points in this contest. Oberding against Lindstrom, two great athletes there. Deflection by Lears. Those long arms and the athleticism for Lears creating havoc at the top of the zone. Redhawks 0 for 6 from three-point land here this half. Down low, Thompson fouled. And when she got that ball, she was going to try to score. And it wasn't easy, but you love the aggressiveness there. Getting it that close to the basket, you find a way to get that shot up.
Absolutely. That's just the type of player that she is. She is one that does a great job of initiating contact and then playing through contact, getting herself to the line.
Foul on Lincoln Leipold, her second. Team foul number 4 against Hiawatha. Allen and Diekman out. First free throw was good for Kaylee Thompson. Her first point of the second half. Thompson now at 13 points. That is a game high. The only player in double digits. And she adds one more to the total. Now 14 as Hiawatha head coach Brady Jasper take a timeout for the first time here this afternoon. It comes with 2:48 to go. Third quarter, Hiawatha 35, Jackson Heights 27. We'll step away with the Schlegel's homegrown popcorn. 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse with studio engineer Kurt Kilbin. Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding with you. 35-27, Hiawatha has not trailed since it was 4-3. They were up by 2 at the end of a quarter, led by 9 points at halftime.
have led by 10 a couple times and currently up by 8 as Jackson Heights will come with full court pressure. Hiawatha's got two players wide open underneath their own basket. Delaney can get it up to him in time. They didn't see it. Out of a Hiawatha timeout. Delaney to Lindstrom. Near side, Elfner. Abby's back in there. You got to account for her. She's in the corner. She shoots a three. Rushed it a bit. It's an air ball. And off Jackson Heights, they say, out of bounds.
Yeah, Becca Huff was on the backside. She tried to reach over and grab that rebound. But, yeah, you mentioned it. Hiawatha had two people, 90 feet away from the entry pass, but were wide open. Nobody within them.
Lindstrom comes open off a screen. Corner three. No. 0 for 8, Hiawatha from three-point land. Well, you mentioned it at halftime. The analytics tell you if you hit 6 in the first half, it'd be pretty hard to match that.
Yeah.
They're not even coming close. Going to have to find other ways to score. Oberding looking to score. Drive. She's stripped. Ball picked up by Thompson. It goes underneath the basket.
Oh, that went through, Justin.
Went through the wrong way. It almost went from underneath the basket up and through the cylinder.
Man, that was an optical illusion right there. The net got hit. The ball went up underneath, as you said. It came back through. Looked like that bucket was going to drop, but a foul on Jackson Heights as Kaylee Thompson after she misses that.
Team fouls even at 4. Delaney lobs it ahead to Lears. Now a 3-on-2. Far side, Leipold, Delaney. Lobs near corner, Elfner quickly to Lindstrom on the wing. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Wide open three for Lears. Still can't get one to drop. Rebounded, though, by Leipold. Lindstrom tries a three-pointer. That's good! If at first you don't succeed, the ninth time may be the charm. Lindstrom's third three of the game.
Try again. Again, if you're going to live and die by that outside shot, you're going to keep shooting it. That time it comes to fruition. A near steal here by Lear.
Hiawatha up 11, but open for Jackson Heights. It's Thompson at the offensive end with an easy bucket.
First time they've broken that press with ease, did the Cobras.
And got a layup because of it. Hiawatha, brief big lead of 11. Now up 9 with the ball. Lindstrom throws it too high over the head of Abby Elfner, which isn't all that easy to do.
No.
And Hiawatha with turnover number 10?
I got 10, yeah. Okay. That's the first one of the second half for Hiawatha. I'll tell you, though, it might be easy to overthrow you or I on that court, but Abby Elfner standing as tall as she is, 6'1", tough to miss her outstretched arms.
Heights breaks the press again. They'll set it up here with Hudflis, Oberding, into McMahon. McMahon shoots in the lane and gets the friendly bounce. Kinsey's got 5 points. That's her first field goal. Jackson Heights down only 7 as we go under a minute to play in the third. Lears lost the handle. It's into the hands of Diekman. Another Hiawatha turnover. Cobras with some momentum. Diekman nearly traveled. Gets it to McMahon, and now resetting things is Hutfless.
We'll see if they hold. Last time I made that comment, Thompson got at the high post, turned around and shot it.
I don't think you want to hold down by 7 here. Nothing.
You got to be aggressive.
Great about that going into the fourth quarter.
Got to stay aggressive. Got to run through your offense. Hiawatha stayed in their zone.
Well, they got momentum a little bit right now. There's a deflection by Elfner. Players on the deck. Hand the ball to Thompson, who shoots on the baseline and scores.
Does she miss?
I don't know. 18 now for Kaylee Thompson. It's a 5-point game. Near steal by Oberding. A deflection by Diekman. 9 seconds to go. Lindstrom into the half court ahead. Now gets it back from Elfner. 4 seconds to shoot. Pass and a foul.
Oh, wow. That's going to be 4 on Canyon Oberding.
Number 5 this half, but personal foul number 4. With 2 seconds left on Canyon Oberding.
That's a tough call right there. You got girls being scrappy. Girls are on the floor.
Flying all over.
Wow.
2 seconds left. They go to Leipold on the block. Inbounds play. No, she missed a bunny. And the lead is 5 as we head to quarter number 4. Hiawatha, 38. Jackson Heights, 33. A full 1 minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton, on
Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go in the 2022 HIT Championship game. Battle of state-ranked teams has not disappointed. Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding back with you. Jacksonite's ball down by five as we start the fourth quarter. And a steal. The ball went right into the hands of Clara Lindstrom and then got a little push in the back. Oberding, by the way, stays on the floor with four fouls to begin this fourth quarter. And now a foul on Kinsey McMahon, and that's her fourth as well.
Yeah, that was the worst possible way to start the fourth quarter of your Jackson Heights. Not only do you give up a steal, but you have your another post player, starter, pick up their fourth foul. Coach Shoup's got to play kind of that really interesting offense for defensive strategy here the rest of this ballgame.
Hiawatha in the bonus the rest of the game. Pierce on the near side in front of Coach Jasper in the Red Hawk bench. 8 years in Hiawatha, and Coach Jasper's done wonders for this program. He's coached the middle school girls level as well. A lot of help from his wife, Stacy, of course, and Lear's called for the travel this time. 12 turnovers on Hiawatha.
Everybody 19. On this side, Justin, held their breath. Sorry to interrupt you, because that was Canyon Oberding right there guarding Darcy Lear. So everybody over on our side, which is Jackson Heights, held their breath because they thought that's foul number five on Canyon.
38-33. Thompson to Oberding. Goes near baseline. Finds an open Diekman on the wing. Three-pointer missed badly. Long rebound out to Lindstrom. And then a little reach and foul. This will put Hiawatha in the one-and-one bonus. It's personal number three on Thompson as the Jacksonites foul trouble gets even deeper.
Once again, a team that doesn't go deep on their bench, foul trouble, now that's going to be a major factor here down the stretch.
Lindstrom, a 1-1. She is a 70% free throw shooter and made that one. Point number 11, Lindstrom, the only Red Hawk in double digits here so far tonight.
Yeah, not who you want at the line if you're Jackson Heights when you're trailing. Lindstrom's going to knock down, 70% of her shots.
Sarah Mattson back in. Leipold gets a breather. Lindstrom makes both free throws. Hiawatha's got all four timeouts remaining. Jackson Heights has just two timeouts left. Possession arrow to Hiawatha. The lead, a seven-point advantage for Hiawatha. Jackson Heights looking over the 3-2 zone again here.
Closest that the Cobras have been in quite some time was five. Midway point of that third quarter.
Nice find left of the lane. Missed shot, though, by Thompson.
She is human.
Here comes Lindstrom, right to left. Redhawks wearing their road reds here at home. Heights the higher seed. Lindstrom another three. Oh, my goodness. Four triples for Lindstrom, the record holder in Hiawatha from downtown.
I don't want to say a dagger with 6:20 to go in the game, Justin, but that could be the dagger right there. Phenomenal defensive stand by Hiawatha. Turns into a three from Lindstrom. They're up by 10.
They've led briefly by 11, a few times by double digits. Lear's harassing McMahon. Now on the near side, a fake three by Hutchless, who left that pivot foot. 20 turnovers on Jackson Heights with 6 minutes and 3 seconds left in the game. Annie Allen reports for duty.
Well, and you know, as soon as you've got foul trouble, full court pressure is not as easy to do because you got to be smart. You can't have such good on-the-ball pressure.
Lindstrom to Lear's into the half court. Elfner looking down, though. Mattson turns, shoots, and missed everything.
Great straight-up defense there by McMahon with those four fouls.
Diekman in the half court. Now Oberding, who still has made just two baskets in this game. Canyon came in averaging 19 points a game. Austin was leading Jackson Heights in steals and assists. Missed shot on the baseline, and we got a foul.
It's going to be on Kaylee Thompson, and she just picked up her fourth, Justin. And also, we walked 94 feet, friend, or not 94 feet, probably 84 feet down for free throws.
And that's where Hiawatha has a chance to win this game, I believe, right now.
Yeah.
If they can keep hitting free throws and keep this lead comfortable. Another front end 1-1 by Lindstrom.
Justin, Lindstrom now has six straight points for Hiawatha here in this fourth quarter. And Dan Shoup takes a timeout, and it's a full down by 11. 5:40 to go in the contest. We'll step away. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack just west of Whiting, and online at popcorngifts.net. 44-33, Hiawatha girls lead Jackson Heights by 11. We're back in half a minute here on KNZA.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Quick reminder, at the end of the broadcast, we'll pick a player to bank on. It's presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. That's during our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Whether you're buying or selling agricultural, commercial, or residential property, contact Be Outdoors Real Estate. Be Outdoors, the name to know. At the line for her second free throw, Clara Lindstrom out of the timeout. And that didn't faze her. She made them both. She's got 17 points, and Hiawatha's got their biggest lead of the night. 45-33, Redhawks by a dozen with 5.5 minutes to go.
Seven straight points by your leader, Clara Lindstrom, for Hiawatha. And this defense, again, just zone pressure for Hiawatha, but causing havoc for this Cobra offense.
Hiawatha's made 8 three-pointers tonight after setting the school record for threes with 13 made on Thursday here against Effingham.
Double high elevator screen that time. Now down low to McMahon. Good play call here. But
double teamed, yep. And they call a jump.
Yep. Great defense by Hiawatha again, Justin. They collapse on the post. They double team, and, you know, easy held ball right there. Possession flips it back to the Redhawks.
Another Jacksonite turnover as Olberding will set for a bit with 4 personal fouls. And Hiawatha looks to add to their biggest lead of the night. Defensive substitutions. Hiawatha breaks the press. Lindstrom in front of the scores table. Now without the dribble. Gets some help from her senior guard, Bailey Pierce. To Darcy Lears on the far side. Hiawatha led by 9 at halftime, up 5 coming into this fourth quarter. And now up 12 with 4:40 to go. 8 fouls on Jackson Heights. Just 4 fouls on Hiawatha this half.
Good job by the Redhawks here. Being patient, Justin, and working their offense. You know, running through, running screens, inside out, keeping the ball on the perimeter.
Yeah, perfect execution here when you have a double-digit lead, right? No need to force anything. Jackson Heights in foul trouble. And now Dan Shoup says we got to go get a man-to-man.
Yep. With 4.5 to go, it might be too little too late to make that switch, but you got to start putting some pressure because, again, no shot clock in high school. Hiawatha content with swinging the ball around the perimeter.
Down low, Mattson goes underneath the defender, back up top to Elfner. Now Lindstrom, who's had another whale of a game this evening. She scored over 25 a few times this season.
And, Justin, we've got a minute off this clock on this one possession at this point right now as Lindstrom backs it up to the timeline. Phenomenal here by Coach Brady Jasper's team.
Coach Jasper really letting the girls play. It's a different offense this year as Lears gets a foul. So all that time off the clock and then free throws. And Coach Jasper said, these girls are so experienced. They played with each other so long. He said, just giving them more freedom, you know, more rain. He said, we got so many girls that can shoot the threes. We're happy with that. Let them fly, you know, have some fun. And, man, it's really worked out. And if you think Coach Jasper hasn't been coaching his socks off every day of the week, you know, by just letting him play more on offense, don't believe that for a second.
Yeah.
As he puts a ton of time into the program. And after Hiawatha, I don't know if they've had a winning season here since, I don't think I have that stat written down. It might be like 2014 or something like that. They went a couple of years, Jake. They had 2 wins.
Yeah.
6 wins, you know, before you got here. So Coach Jasper's certainly done a heck of a job. The big question for Hiawatha is that they lose the senior class. What's going to happen next year? I know there's a lot of young youth. The junior high teams both won the Big 7 league this season, 7th and 8th grade. But, you know, for this season, as we got a timeout here, Hiawatha won the Big Seven League volleyball title, something that hadn't been done in forever. And they got upset in sub-state. You know, it's a team that's not postseason tested. So when that pressure's on, and this game's a good chance to prepare them for that, but they got a brutal 3A sub-state down at Silver Lake this year.
Yeah, and a brutal end of the schedule for the Big Seven League as well. I mean, this is a team, though, that has been varsity experience because Bray Jasper said, okay, we're going to win a couple games only this year with you guys as freshmen. But he's let them get this varsity experience. Lyric's back at the line as Jackson Heights is out of timeouts now. Hits the second free throw, but I'm telling you, is that is so key for kids' development, is if you're going to commit to this, to a full class, that's what Coach Jasper did, and he's reaping the benefits right now.
The lead has grown to 14 for the Redhawks. Down low, here's a good bank shot as Jackson Heights gets it into the post, and Thompson finishes. She's got 20. Hiawatha against the press. Lindstrom breaks it into the half court, 3-on-2. Tipped out of bounds with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in this game.
Well, I said at halftime that Thompson was going to get her 20, Justin, and she got it right there. But again,
nobody
it drops off
five.
So drastically for this Jackson Heights team. And, you know, foul trouble played a role into that a little bit here. Aggressiveness couldn't be as tight, but you got to give credit to Hiawatha's defense. They've shut down Canyon Olberding here tonight.
Hiawatha will work that clock again as he goes south of 3 minutes to go in this broadcast. Lindstrom, backdoor cut, pass for Mattson, and Clara heading to the line.
I think that's going to be on Canyon.
It is, and that is a frustrating finish to her night. A fifth foul after Olberding managed just 5 points here in this game. Couple baskets, one of them included an and-one opportunity, but the leading scorer for Jackson Knight certainly held in check as she fouls out with 2:57 to go. Before this free throw, which is double bonus now. Lindstrom going to shoot 2. Have you realized that Hiawatha's not missed a free throw here in the fourth quarter? They are 7-for-7, and 3 of those, Jake, were the front-end 1-and-1s. They converted all the 1-and-1s at foul 7, 8, and 9.
Which is so key when you're going down the stretch of a ball game, and the broadcaster, Jinx, kicks into play as Lindstrom misses the second. But when you're looking away to salt away a game and you want to have those championship plays, as people say, that's how you do it. You do it at the free throw line.
Thompson's not giving up. She whirls around and scores again. Point number 22.
Brings it within 11. Cobra's in full court pressure, but again, double bonus the rest of the way. And you've got to get on the ball pressure right now. Hiawatha's just standing at center circle saying, okay, we'll hold the ball.
Lears passes up a wide open shot on the wing. Elfner near side to Lindstrom. Lindstrom guarded by Diekman. Pierce comes to get it. 2:20 left here in the fourth quarter.
And if you're Jack Snipes, did you do your scouting report? Who are you going to foul here if you want to try and extend this game out? Because obviously you don't want Clara Lindstrom at the free throw line, who has hit 7 out of 8.
Sarah Mattson, left elbow extended to Lindstrom. Sees an opening baseline. Scoop shot, no. But a foul, and she's heading to the stripe where Miss Clara has made 6 of 8. So far here in the game,
she has 18
points. I missed
points? That one. I've got her for 18. Yep. Make it 19, Justin, as she makes the first. Kid that averages 15 a game and goes exceeding of that, but her back-to-back games here in a tournament format. Granted, I know people might say, "Well, it's at home. It doesn't matter. It's still tournament format." And to play like she's been playing, that's what you need from a senior guard.
Clara's been a permanent fixture on the Big 7 All-League team since she walked into the high school here at Hiawatha. Block shot, Cobras keep it. Now an open look, Thompson at the foul line. Good again.
Man.
But she's been it. I mean, 24 for Thompson, and no other Cobra has more than 5.
Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Hiawatha. But, I mean, to your point, you got to have complimentary basketball. And you look at Hiawatha, in the first half, 7 kids played, 7 kids scored. That's what you need to have for championship and for winning basketball. You got to have a supporting cast. Again, you have to give credit to the defensive side for maybe shut down some players, but other kids need to step up when a team focuses on your star, like Hiawatha did on Canyon Olberding today.
Redhawks up 11. Lindstrom fouled again with under 90 seconds remaining. A win would make Hiawatha 12-1. Foul on Jackson Heights, Kylie Diekman, her second, but team's 11. So Lindstrom looking to add to her point total. There's a short free throw and has one more coming.
That free throw speaks volumes of maybe a little bit of tired legs.
Leaving it all out here. Clara shoots and scores on the second one. That is a blackjack. 21. 51-39, Hiawatha by 12 with a minute 25 remaining.
They extend their zone out again now, Justin. More like a 2-3 with somebody hiding out in the middle.
Down low, shot underneath by Thompson, and a foul will get Kaylee to the free throw line. All of a sudden, Thompson thinking, maybe she should have had more opportunities in this game because, man, when she's got it inside the paint or anywhere close to it, she's been nearly automatic.
Yeah, and that's, again, I think that was Jacksonite's goal coming into this game, which she missed the first, was they wanted to run some high-low action against the zone. They wanted to try and free up McMahon and Thompson. And, you know, when Thompson has touched it, that ball's turned to gold, and she's found ways to get the bucket, but maybe just not as many opportunities.
KT's second free throw, in and out, in a lane violation. She stepped over prematurely.
She's trying to pull her own little Aoka Lee out here today. Did you watch that game?
No.
Oh, man, we watched that at home. That was, talking about Aoka Lee from Kansas State, 61 points in a ball game. That is just insane.
I've not scored 61 points in my lifetime of shooting baskets and playing ball.
Not even horse?
I don't think so.
You count those as twos?
Under 1 minute we go. Eat that clock, screams the Hiawatha pep section. You know, I say this almost every time I'm here, but they flat out bring it. That pep section's good. They have fun.
Whether the team's good or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember even when I was playing up in the roundhouse, I hate to say it, that's been 15, 16 years ago now.
You're old.
I'm not gonna go down that road. But yeah, I am. I feel old. But even back then, I mean, this was a tough place to play because of the students. And I got to give credit. I don't know who the gentleman is across the way. You know, we got a 12-point game, so you know, there's not a whole lot to discuss during this timeout. But a gentleman over there in a full suit and tie. He popped out to me the very first quarter. And he's been standing up, cheering, and, I mean,
Jim Roop.
Thank you.
Always there. Always sits there.
I mean, just a diehard fan of Hiawatha, obviously, consistently standing up, cheering, and I just got to give a lot of respect, man. You're dressing to the nines, and you're watching some good basketball today.
I tell you who's not happy with us right now, and that's our engineer, Kurt Kilman. We've been, like, skipping timeouts here in the fourth quarter. Here's a steal by Jackson Heights. Nice pass back to Thompson, and foul first on the floor. The basket went in, but it won't count. And that's only foul number 6 on Hiawatha, so not even a 1-1 here for the Cobras, who are still down a dozen. I haven't seen any trophies or medals yet, but it looks like somebody's going to get 4 pizzas after the game's over. Those have been delivered. Here's Thompson again down low. Missed this one. The ball finds McMahon. She goes up and is fouled by Mattson. The Cobras get some free throws here with 36 seconds to go.
And how about the job? I actually called that on Lindstrom, but how about the job by Brady Jasper, too, protecting his players? He did a great job today when Bailey Pierce picked up 2 fouls early. Mattson had 3 fouls early. I mean, just rotating as needed. And, you know, the other kids stepped up for him today. That was, overall, just, you know, Brady Jasper couldn't ask for better HIT for his group this year.
Point number 6 for McMahon as she makes the first free throw. Misses the second. Might be a blessing as the Cobras get the rebound. McMahon, follow shot, no good. Leipold rebounds. Under 30 seconds to go. Hiawatha made 17 of 22 free throws in this game. Spalding, how about that?
That's some high efficiency from the line. And again, that's winning basketball.
8 threes, 6 of them in the first half.
And I believe that we will win chant from that raucous crowd you referenced a moment ago. They're excited. First HIT championship in quite some time.
An 8-0 first quarter run, and the Redhawks really never looked back. Heights never got any closer than 4.
Yeah.
That was 25-21 in the second quarter.
Yep.
And it was never a one-possession game, even though they had a couple free throws chance to make it a one-possession game at one time.
Every time Jackson Heights would throw a punch, Hiawatha would absorb it like Joe Frazier and then respond right back. You mentioned that 25-21. Hiawatha then goes on a 5-0 run to end the half and just keep Jackson Heights at arm's length the rest of the game.
Missed the first free throw. Josie Delaney. Second one is no good. Offensive board by Leipold, and that will do it. The Hiawatha girls have won their home invitational basketball tournament here in the Roundhouse. In this battle of state-ranked teams,
Hiawatha improves to 12-1, and Jacksonite suffers their first loss. They are now 11-1 on the season as Hiawatha wins this game 51-40, the final score. Postgame coming up, final stats, player to game, player to bank on, and much more. That's all coming up next. Stick with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local, skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
The Hiawatha girls win their home invitational, defeating Jacksonites and handing the Cobras their first loss in this championship game. 51-40 is the final score. A couple quick team stats. Hiawatha missed those two free throws with 2 seconds left, but they still finished 17 out of 24 from the free throw line. That compared to Jacksonites, 10 of 16. Three-point shooting, something we talked about throughout the game. Jacksonites did not make any three-point baskets here in the contest, and Hiawatha made 8 of them. 6 of those came in the first half. Turnovers were a problem for Jacksonites tonight as well. I had them down for 22 total turnovers, and for Hiawatha, just 12.
Yep.
So 10 fewer turnovers for Hiawatha. So those are some of the key team stats. Hiawatha used an 8-0 run to take an 11-4 lead, and they would lead by two possessions at least the rest of the way. They got the lead up to 13, I think, was the biggest margin there in the fourth quarter.
And again, I mean, what was the average coming into this game for Jackson Heights turnovers a game? 12?
Yeah.
And so you face a team like Hiawatha who comes in, and they pride themselves on defense. Coach Jasper, you talked about it. They don't just go to practice and they're just throwing up offense and doing, you know, shooting drills and everything like that. They focus on defense. That turns into their offense. That was an amazing thing about this game for Hiawatha, was their defense turned into offense. They forced the team to almost have two times as many turnovers as they do on average. That's championship basketball. Oh, and the free throw shooting. My goodness. You know, you don't see high school teams shoot that efficiently from the free throw line. Heck, you don't see college teams shoot that efficiently from the free throw line. K-State men's basketball can take a little bit of a note here from the Hiawatha girls team, because free throw shooting is key down the stretch. When you compare that, again, rebounding dominated by Hiawatha today as well. And outside shooting, Hiawatha did a great job keeping the consistency for them. That's back-to-back games where they had a ton of threes. We're going to take one final timeout. When we come back, we have Clara Lindstrom and Brady Jasper, a coach and a player interview, plus the final stats when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Houlton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Houlton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Houlton.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Roundhouse. The 2022 Hiawatha Girls Invitational is complete. The Hiawatha Girls are the champions. They beat Jackson Heights 51-40 here in the title game, and we're now joined by Hiawatha head coach Brady Jasper. Coach, congratulations. A lot of wins this season, now 12-1, but I imagine this one's the best so far, huh?
Yeah, really good game for us today. We're really glad that we were able to win our own Invitational tournament. Girls played really well today, I thought, certainly at times. And just glad we came out on top.
You've had a great season, but did you feel like your girls maybe realized this opportunity here for this midseason tournament, especially the seniors that have been in this for a while and maybe elevated their game to even greater heights here this week?
Yeah, maybe. You know, as we've come along here, I just feel like I have a lot of confidence in our team right now. I have a lot of confidence in some of our players. I've just been around them quite a lot. have known them for a long time, and they are kind of catching their stride here as we're about to turn over into February, and I hope it's just a sign of good things to come for us.
Speaking of turnovers, Coach, you forced Jacksonites into 21 turnovers tonight. What did you see from your defense and the pressure?
Well, I mean, that's about our average for the year so far, so we were hoping that we could maintain that today, and we did have some situations where we were able to get some deflections and kind of create some offense out of those opportunities. So, again, that's something that we talk about a lot, and we were glad that we were able to do that today. We didn't know if we would be able to do that to this team or not. They've had a lot of success and have some really good players as well, and they're well coached, so we were glad to be able to do that.
I know you want to enjoy this victory, but there's obviously bigger goals to achieve the rest of the season. Do you feel like a game like this against a team like this, as well as your Big 7 League brutal schedule, is going to put you in a better place to compete in 3A Substate this year?
Well, we hope so. We've talked a little bit about how tough our Substate is going to be and of course, how tough our league always is. And we took a break from our conference schedule there, and we played the last four games in non-league competition, and they've been four really difficult opponents. And so for us to win those four in a row has been a nice feather in our cap, so to speak.
Final question, Coach. I know this has to mean a lot to you, but what about for the senior girls that you've coached all the way through now to be able to win their home tournament? They've achieved a lot in their careers and this year specifically, but this has to be something pretty special for you to be able to enjoy with them.
You're right, it is. You know, when you say coach them all the way through, some people don't know this, but I started coaching this group of seniors when they were in seventh grade, so I do have a lot of familiarity with these girls, and we have some tight bonds and a lot of good jokes and stories, but we know when it's time to play that we can draw that line too, and they're just really good players and even better students and people, so I am glad and feel lucky to share anything good that happens and share it with those four seniors.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and hopefully we got more championships this season to talk about.
Okay, thanks for coming over.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hawks, is going to hand his microphone off to one of those senior girls, and that is Clara Lindstrom, who only hit four threes tonight. You're not going to reset your own school record just 2 days later. Clara, congrats on the win. Great game.
Thank you.
So tell me about, I want to go back to Thursday for a little bit. I mean, like, the school record for threes, but your team set the, you know, school record as well. What was going through your mind, and kind of just how did that game shake out with you being able to get all those three-pointers Thursday?
We always play fast as a team, so it makes it pretty easy to get some open shots. We all shot really well tonight. We were due for a good shooting night.
Tonight you come out and you beat an undefeated state-ranked team. Is this a game that you felt like you and your girls had a lot of confidence coming into?
There's always a little bit of nervousness that comes with playing teams that you don't see all the time, but I think we're pretty confident in each other and that we get through it together.
What do you like best about your team, your coach, your kind of family that you have with the basketball team?
I would say exactly that, just all the togetherness. It doesn't matter on or off the court. We're all really good, really close. It makes it a lot easier to play together.
I almost hate to mention it, but I'm sure you've processed. I mean, your senior season isn't going to last forever. The way you played in this tournament, you've had a great season overall, but, you know, another 20-plus point game tonight. Seems like maybe you realize the end is near and you're leaving it all out there stepping up, huh?
Yeah. We're all trying to do what we can to get to where we want to be.
So what do you feel like now? I mean, you want to celebrate and enjoy this, but I know you girls have some bigger goals. What are some things that you're still looking forward to, and how hungry are you, I guess, to achieve more things this season?
This next week is going to be really big with Neymar and Jeff West.
Both at home.
Yeah, they are both at home, but one week at a time.
One game at a time, right? Congratulations, Clara, the new Hiawatha school record holder for three-pointers made in a game and 21 points here in the championship. Go enjoy it with your girls and your basketball family. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Clara Lindstrom and Brady Jasper joining us as the Hiawatha girls victorious again, 51-40, the final here over Jacksonites. Finish out the Redhawks scoring real quick. Clara had 21, including four threes. Oh, by the way, she also got to the free throw line and made 9 of 12 free throws in this game. After Lindstrom's 21, though, Darcy Lears had 10. Abby Elfner was huge off the bench, scoring 9 on 3 threes in the second quarter when Hiawatha kind of ballooned up to a 9-point halftime lead. 4 points for Lakin Leipold, 3 points for Sarah Mattson, 2 for Josie Delaney, and 2 for Bailey Pierce. Wrapping up the Jacksonite scoring, Kaylee Thompson a huge night with 24, but after that, it was Kenzie McMahon with 5, Canyon Oberding with 5, 3 points for Rebecca Hutfliss, and 2 for Annie Allen, as the Jacksonites girls now 11-1, and Hiawatha 12
and 1 on the season. So I want to ask you about both teams. Obviously for Hiawatha, Jake, a great win, but this is a team that, man, it's going to be tough the second time through the league. They won at Nemaha and won at Jeff West. Their only loss is Sabatha. They'll have to play them on the road, but the sky's the limit for this Hiawatha girls team.
I think so, too. I mean, here's the thing is that they've got everything in front of them. I mean, they control their own destiny. I mean, a lot of teams say that, you know, when you get to the second half of whatever season, whatever sport you're in. However, this team truly does. They can win a Big 7 league title this year. They can check things off of their list that they've had. You mentioned volleyball doing that for the first time. You're talking about them winning the HIT for the first time in over 7 years. These are checklist box items that teams put on the whiteboard at the beginning of the year. Number one, let's win our first game. Number two, let's win a Big 7 league title. Number three, let's win a HIT. Let's go to state. Let's win a sub-state. These are things, and I feel like these girls, I mean, just like Clara right there with your interview with her, she was kind of like, yeah, this was fun, this was good. But they have so much bigger goals than this. We make this way bigger than what they do, and I think that's the calmness, and that's the stuff that you see in a winning team, in a championship-style team. That's what we're going to have, I believe, to be true here for this Hiawatha Red Hawk team. They have got every opportunity in front of them to make themselves a perennial power, not only in the Big 7 League, but in the state tournament ranks. I mean, they're ranked already. This is going to be something that people across the state that don't know, you know, Jackson Heights particularly, they're just going to see they knocked off a state-ranked team in their tournament by double digits. That's huge from a perspective from a statewide look. So Bray Jasper's got this team on the map. This is a team that I feel like can make a big run. Now, flipping it across the court to Jackson Heights, again, this is a game for them that this is great. They needed to get kind of, I don't want to say chipped off or make them kind of brought down back to earth a little bit, but when you're winning nine out of your, or most of your games by double digits, by 19 or more like they have, and only one game this year was 9 points or less, that is a style of offense and a team. You got to get humbled at some point during the season, and I'll guarantee you, Dan Shute, Brad Alley, those girls, they'd rather that happen on January 29th than on February 26th or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to be something that they're going to take this and say, okay, we're going to get better because of it. Their schedule favors for them. Their sub-state favors for them. I fully expect Jackson Heights to be in Manhattan this year at a state tournament game. That's going to be what we're going to be looking for between these two teams. These are two of the best teams in Northeast Kansas that we and KNZ Radio Corporate have a phenomenal opportunity to broadcast, bring these games to the folks at home because these are great programs, great powers, and they got great coaches to help them out.
Our final stats tonight were brought to you by NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. Remember, the time is now. Don't wait. Call to schedule your tax appointment. They will answer your questions, help you through it, and check all the boxes for you with personalized service that goes beyond it, preparing your tax forms. It's tax help throughout the year. NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. We need to pick our player to bank on, which I guess won't be too troublesome. Our player to bank on tonight brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha.
It's Clara Lindstrom. I mean, there's no doubt about it. She's a kid that, I mean, it's more or less, she's a player of the game because we called this game, but she's the player of this tournament. She was the most valuable player for this entire tournament. I don't know if she officially got that award or not, but she deserves it. She should get that because of her performance at her home tournament. Again, she's the leader for this Red Hawk team. She facilitates the ball. She is one of the best defenders in the Big 7 League, and she can shoot lights out from three. Those are some components that are going to lead a team like hers to a deep run. That's why she's our player to bank on today.
Hiawatha only led by 2 at the end of a quarter, up by 9 at halftime. They win it by 11 points. Hiawatha girls 51, Jackson Heights girls 40. Back to the regular season and the second time through the league slate coming up for these teams next week. You heard Claire talk about it. She's well aware. She said Nemaha Central and Jeff West coming in here next week to the Roundhouse, so no chance to celebrate. No time for a letdown for Jackson Heights. They have 3 games, two next week. They have at Horton and at Oskaloosa next week on their schedule. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Appreciate studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Fun to do a game with you, Jake Spaulding, and let's not wait another year to do another one.
That's right, dude. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate you letting me come up. Obviously, I know Hiawatha just from the years of doing it, but I live in Jackson Heights District. A lot of these kids I've seen grow up, and so it's always fun for me to hop on a mic and see some kids that babysit my own kids and hang around my house. And so it's really cool, so I appreciate the opportunity to jump back on a mic with you, buddy.
Good time, good tournament. Back to regular season next week. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can always follow along with all of our area sports coverage at mscsports.net. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, thanks for listening, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and go Chiefs!